I'm Dan Klufstad. An Illinois community college program is drawing national attention. First Lady Jill Biden and Education Secretary Miguel Cardona visited Sauk Valley Community College in Dixon Monday. They came to learn more about the school's new Impact program. Peter Medlin has more.
First Lady and Community College Professor Dr. Jill Biden spoke about how vital schools like Sauk Valley are to students and forging connections in their community.
This school supports students in so many ways, from individualized counseling to work programs with local manufacturing.
The Community College's Impact program will be one of more than 350 tuition-free college promise initiatives across the country. Students will soon be able to earn 3 years' worth of tuition at Sauk Valley for the price of 100 hours of community service while they're in high school. Dr. Biden has long advocated for free access to community college, and her husband, President Joe Biden, promised 2 years of debt-free community college as a candidate. Students will be able to start signing up next year, and to qualify, they'll have to sign up by the fall of their freshman year and complete 25 hours of community service per year. I'm Peter Medlin.
A proposal making its way through the Illinois General Assembly would make it easier for students to access menstruation products while at school. Under the plan, schools would have to provide an expanded number of free products in all bathrooms for grades 4 through 12. The bill's chief sponsor is Democratic State Representative Barbara Hernandez of Aurora. She says schools should make feminine hygiene products accessible to students so they won't feel embarrassed about asking in an emergency or because they are unable to afford them.
This is mainly focusing to resolve the issue of menstruators not being able to use the products accessible to them instead of going to the nurse's office.
However, lawmakers from both parties take issue with mandating schools to provide these products in girls' and boys' bathrooms. A Chicago college might soon be the first in the state to have a vaccine requirement for students, faculty, and staff starting this fall. Columbia College's president and CEO Kwangmu Kim says specific details are still being worked out. He adds some exceptions would be allowed, but gave no information about how those would be determined. More schools across the nation have announced a vaccine requirement, but none in Illinois have one. Columbia has approximately 7,000 students. I'm Dan Klufstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Two suspects are accused of firing gunshots into a residence in the 500 block of North Robert A. Stalls Avenue. Carbondale police officers responded to the scene around 1:45 Saturday morning and found damage to a residence as a result of the gunfire. During the course of the investigation, officers learned two men exited a vehicle and approached the residence. One of the suspects fired several shots toward the residence and then both ran back to the vehicle. The vehicle was last seen traveling east on East Chestnut Street toward North Wall Street. No injuries were reported as a result of the incident. Officers, however, are requesting assistance with identifying these suspects and the vehicle. Photos are available on our webpage, and you can leave an anonymous tip on the Crime Stoppers line at 549-COPS. Illinois lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow nurse anesthetists to do their work without a doctor having to be in the room supervising. The plan would bring the state in line with nearly every other state in the U.S., allowing specialized nurses who go through similar training as anesthesiologists to handle procedures. Holly Wilkie is a certified nurse anesthetist in Southern Illinois. She says the change just makes sense.
We free up our patient. We talk to them. We formulate a plan with the surgeon. We bring the patient to the room. We provide the anesthetic if it's, you know, spinal, intubating the patient for a general procedure. And we are with them the whole time.
A hearing on the proposal is scheduled for Wednesday in Springfield. Wilkie says allowing the change would mean more access to care in rural areas like Southern Illinois because anesthesiologists and nurse anesthetists could be free to work separately on their own cases.